Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yeah, we had our system that's part of our MyTel system, which is a notification system for lockdown, was initiated. There was no threat in our building. We're looking at how that was initiated. The great news is this. The law enforcement response was absolutely amazing. And they went through, they cleared every single room. Rooms are now being open for students. We're going to go back to our normal day. Again, this was an opportunity for us to test the system, not the way we want to, but the law enforcement, EMS, they were incredible today.
What can you tell me about these alarm systems? Is it new? Has this type of situation happened before?
So we have multiple layers to our safety system, and we've actually just added a layer, so we don't know if that's the cause of it or not, but once we know, we'll let everybody know.
Now, you said the system went off unexpected. Is it that someone tripped it?
That's what we're trying to figure out without going into too many details about our safety protocols and systems, right? It was tripped. And so once it's tripped, a call goes to 911 and it says lockdown on it. And so once that happens, the response happens.
You want to alert to all the parents that nobody was in?
Nobody was ever in a threatening situation. There was no weapons. There was no situation in our school today, except for the fact that something with our system was tripped. It's unbelievable. The group, some of them standing behind me, the way that they respond to events like this in our school districts, it's absolutely amazing. And we're really happy that today this wasn't a real event, but their response is absolutely incredible.
Moving forward, what does the district plan to do? Do they want to investigate to see if there was something wrong with the system, or maybe even add to it just in case?
That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to first figure out what the issue was, why the system was tripped. We'll work with our safety team, which we always do. We had a meeting this past Friday to figure out how we can be better.
Okay, now you said that you didn't know it was tripped. Now, can a student trip it, or does it get to be tripped by school personnel? Set it off.
This would have been by school personnel, most likely by school personnel. We don't believe there's any foul play or any intent for a false alarm.
And there isn't any suspects or anything?
No, we don't believe that there's anyone did this with any intent at all.